Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Today, Anna, we're going to be learning about a very interesting artist from the country of the Netherlands, also known as Holland. Do you know that country?
荷兰
Yes, exactly. This is a very famous artist who's done art all over the world. But, of course, he's from Holland, and he works in a very interesting kind of way, not your normal artist.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, when you think of artists,you might think of people painting pictures of flowers or naked fat ladies or, you know, the normal things you see in art.
Naked fat
ladies? Well, there's a lot of naked fat lady paintings.
Fat ladies?
Sure. Rubens and Rembrandt and Botticelli and all those guys. But this guy, he doesn't do that. He works with giant ducks.
You mean the dog in the...the Hong Kong?
Yes.
That one?
Exactly.
Wow.
Giant yellow rubber duck. So let's find out about Florentin Hoffman, spreading joy with art.
Reading. Florentin Hoffman.Spreading joy with art. A giant rubber duck floated into Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor this year, making the busy port a huge bathtub. This scene was not a first, however, as the rubber duck has been surprising cities since 2007. Dutch artist Florentin Hoffman is the man behind the rubber duck.His first commission was to paint a mural on the cooling tower of Kernwasser Wonderland in Germany. This 15,000 square meter painting inspired him to continue to make large art pieces. Now his works can be found around the world. He tied 10,000 sandals together to create Fat Monkey in Sao Paulo. The 15 meter ape lies outdoors in a park.And catches the eyes of any passers-by. The artist also created Big Yellow Rabbit, which is made of thousands of roof shingles and is in Örebro, Sweden. Unlike many modern artists, Hoffman chooses everyday subjects that everyone can recognize, especially animals. These large cartoon-like creations always get a lot of attention.He feels that their cute appearance and giant size can bring people happiness and remind them of their childhood.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, let's do this.
I'm familiar with that dog.
You know this? You know the ducks?
We have a couple of little, you know, cute...small ducks here at my house.
Oh, really? Wow,
yeah.
they must be worth a lot of money. It must be very expensive
because they're
so famous.
No, they're toys.
Oh, they're toys. Okay, well, these are toys too, but they're also art. So let's find out. It says, a giant rubber duck floated into Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor this year, making the busy port a huge bathtub. That's right, a rubber duck is a duck, but it's a toy. It's made out of rubber, which is something kind of soft. We make balls out of it or wheels for cars, right? It can float. And we see that verb there, to float, is basically to sit on the top of the water. So a boat will float, or if you throw a piece of wood into water, it will float. Or when we go swimming, right, if you stick out your arms and legs, you canfloat. You can kind of rest on the top of the water. F-L-O-A-T. Let's check out our example sentence. The log floated down the river. The log made of wood floated down the river. So these ducks were floating into the famous Victoria Harbor in Hong Kong. Many of you have been to Hong Kong. You know that there's two sides to the city. Well, that water in the middle where all the boats go and, you know, they put people on and take things off, that's the harbor.Okay, harbors are very important for big cities like Hong Kong or Tokyo or places like that.
Right.、Mm-hmm. 所以其实我们大概都还记得大概今年这个节日之前的新闻。总之呢平常我们小时候啊在洗澡的时候玩的玩具那个小鸭鸭现在变成一个非常大巨大的 giant Robert Duck、
嗯、
当然这是一个艺术家的作品，可是我们当时看到是在香港，那个漂浮在 Victoria Harbour， Harbour 就是港口的意思。不过这个漂浮漂这个动作呢，在英文当中用的是 float， F-L-O-A-T，float.
That's right. We also saw this word port. It said it turned the port into a giant bathtub. Well, a port and a harbor are quite similar. They're both places where boats can go in. It's a little bit safe, right? The boats are protected from any, like, big storms or typhoons. And in the port or harbor, they can take things on and off the boat. So, for example, with the word port, we could say Geelong and Kaohsiung are the two biggest ports in Taiwan, right? A lot of the things that we make in Taiwan or people bring to Taiwan, they go through Geelong up north and Kaohsiung down south. These are big ports, just like Hong Kong. And it said it was making the port into a giant bathtub. So it's kind of changing it. You know, when you look at it, you think of big boats,But suddenly you see all these little yellow ducks, and where do you normally see yellow ducks? In your bathtub, when you're taking a bath. So that's kind of a weird, you know, change.
That's right. 所以其实啊、我们在这句话当中就直接看到了两个字，其实它都是港口的意思。一个是我们刚看到的 harbor, 另外一个其实就是 port, P-O-R-T. 那当然在这句话当中我们看到了一个分词，也不能说是分词构句了，我们看到的是一个关系子句的简化。其实在逗点之后本来是 which makes, 那么这样子的一个景观呢，就使得这个繁忙的港口变成了一个好大的浴缸，因为我们只会在洗澡的时候玩那个小鸭鸭，所以这个 which makes, 其实 which 还有一个功能哦，它是可以代替逗点之前整句话，所以这样子的一个景象就好像让 Victoria Harbour 变成是我们家的浴缸一样。
So the strange thing that people were seeing, well, we could call it a scene, right? It's kind of an unusual thing. You look at it, there's ducks, Hong Kong Harbor, very strange. This scene, what you're seeing, was not a first, however, as the rubber duck has been surprising cities since 2007. So this has actually happened in other parts of the world for a few years, since back in 2007.Who is the person doing this? Well, it says Dutch artist Florentin Hoffman is the man behind the rubber duck. All right, so he's the guy who had this idea. It says his first commission was to paint a mural on the cooling tower of Kernwasser Wonderland in Germany. Okay, so the first job or commission, a commission is what an artist will often get.Someone will pay them, it could be a rich person, a company, they'll pay them to paint something. It could be just, you know, I want you to paint a picture of my grandmother because she's so wonderful. Or we have this big wall and we want you to paint on it. When someone paints on a wall, we call that a mural. Okay, so you're turning a wall into a giant painting by just painting on it like you would, but of course it's much bigger and it's on a wall, it's a mural.And they did this on a cooling tower. That's the kind of thing we see near a power station. Usually they're kind of big, they're gray, they're ugly. So let's put some nice colors on it. And that's the first job that artist Hoffman ever had.
好，所以我们其实呢，今天我们主要看的这个艺术家叫做 Florentin Hoffman.
Yes.
这个荷兰的艺术家，其实他第一个这个艺术品呢，或者是所谓的被委任或被委托的一个任务 commission， 就是在哪里呢？要在德国的一个冷却塔上面做一个 mural 就是所谓的壁画的意思。当然后来他有很多类似的作品，从2007年一直到今年我们在香港看到的这个很大的 giant Robert Duck。
That's right. And you mentioned murals、mm-hmm. Murals of course are big, very big. Look at this 15,000 square meter painting. So this painting was 15,000 square meters. That's really, really big. This big painting, inspired him to continue to make large art pieces. Okay, well, that's what artists will be. They will be inspired. They'll see something and go, oh, that gives me an idea for a painting or a song or a new story or something like that.It's like they just get these ideas out of the air and suddenly they have this new idea for some kind of art. So Painting this giant mural inspired artist Hoffman to continue to make large art pieces. So little things like the Mona Lisa. Nah, it's too boring for him. He wants to paint the whole world.
Okay, 所以当时呢，他第一个 commission, 他第一个任务竟然是做 mural, 是壁画的话，当然在墙壁上面画画，面积当然应该是很大。不过它到底有多大呢？当时这个壁画的尺寸是15000平方公尺。而且当时他的这个第一份作品呢，就 inspire 就是激励激发，就激发他呢持续做一些这种很大件的非常大的 huge, large art pieces.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just big paintings that he does, he does other things in a big way too. It says now his works can be found around the world, so he's famous everywhere. Here's a good example of something else he's done, very strange. He tied 10,000 sandals together to create Fat Monkey in Sao Paulo. So sandals are, of course, shoes that we wear often in the summer, right? Mm-hmm. Your feet will kind of be open. You don't wear socks. Well, some German people wear socks with their sandals.
Really?
But, yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it? Socks and sandals. Most people just wear their feet and sandals. Well, this guy, he didn't wear them. He tied 10,000 of them together in the shape of, I guess, a really big fat monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this in the city of Sao Paulo, which, of course, is in Brazil.
That's
right.
OK, 所以接下来呢，他甚至还有在巴西有一个艺术作品。这个艺术作品其实看起来是一个 fat monkey, 就是一只胖胖的这个大猴子，但是它的材料居然是 sandals, 居然是凉鞋，而且里面有10,000双。
That's right, it's not just a fat monkey, it's a big monkey. It said the 15 meter ape. Wow, so it's 15 meters tall and it says it lies outdoors in a park and catches the eyes of any passers-by. Yes, it would definitely do that. So it's outside so anyone can see it. Passers-by are people passing by. So if you're driving, hey, what's that giant monkey? Or you're riding your bike, hey, look, oh, it's a really big monkey made out of sandals. So if you're walking by, driving by, anything, just going by and you see something, you are a passer-by, okay? So you could be a passerby of a shop, and you say, hey, look, there's a sale. Or you could be a passerby who sees, you know, two people fighting on the street or something. And
所以其实啊，我们常说的什么路人甲、路人乙之类的，在英文当中真的有这个字，就叫做 passerby。
Mm-hmm.
因为其实这个人就是经过一个场景，或经过一家店，或经过这个艺术作品，所以他是一个经过的人，叫做 passerby。那这个字呢，要特别注意，它的复数是在 passer 后面加 s。所以两个路人叫做 two passers-by、
mm-hmm.
好，那为什么要讲路人呢？因为这个15公尺高的 ape 这么大的猿猴当然会吸引所有经过的人的目光咯，所以其实我们大概可以猜得出来， if something catches the eyes of someone、mm-hmm. 当然就是吸引你的目光。不过接下来我们还是要看一下 shortcut for you
Shortcut for you.
I saw your band play last weekend. You guys are really good.
Thanks a lot. We're hoping to catch the eye of some record companies.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with your eye?
To catch the eye of someone means to get their attention because they're interested.
Oh, so to catch the eye of means 引人注目，引起注意。
Right. We are playing lots of concerts because we want to catch the eye of some music agents.
I've got another idea of how you guys can catch the eye of the music business industry.
Really? Tell me what to do.
You should hire me as your new lead singer. I'm...Beautiful, and I'm sure to catch the eye of everyone.
That would definitely catch your eye, a big monkey. How about this? The artist also created Big Yellow Rabbit. Now, Big Yellow Rabbit is made of thousands of roof shingles, and is in the town of Orebro, Sweden. So shingles, these are like the small pieces that you put together on top of a roof, right, to stop the rain. So he took these, I guess, big yellow ones and made it into a big rabbit.
所以 shingle 其实就是屋顶瓦的意思。那当然其他的艺术作品呢，像是一个很大的 yellow rabbit, 黄色的 rabbit, 就是所谓的兔子。但这个兔子呢是 be made of, 由什么什么组成的，后面加上组成的内容物跟分子。是由什么组成的呢？是由屋顶瓦来组成的。那么这个艺术作品是在 Sweden。
That's right. Unlike many modern artists, Hoffman chooses everyday subjects that everyone can recognize, especially animals. So he picks normal things that all of us know, rabbits and monkeys and ducks and things like that. It says unlike other artists. If something is unlike, it's different from, okay? So it's different from other things. Many artists today will paint strange things. Hoffman paints for or chooses very normal things to make his art about. So that is different or unlike many other artists. Our example sentence, this fruit is unlike anything I have eaten before. It's very different, very strange.
Right. 所以在这边呢，你不要想说看到 like 它一定是喜欢的意思，不一定哦。如果 like 本身当介系词，那它就是像的意思，而它的反义词叫做 unlike, U-N-L-I-K-E.不像什么什么，所以 Hoffman 如果他的作品是大家都看得懂的，甚至是 everyday subject, 每天我们都很熟知的一些主题的话，那么他跟别的艺术家都不太一样。这时候我们看到的介系词是 unlike。
These large cartoon-like creations always get a lot of attention. Yeah, they are kind of like cartoons, right? Big yellow ducks. And of course, it gets a lot of attention. When people notice something, when they look at it, when they go, hey, look at that.That's really interesting. Everyone should see it. That is getting attention. It's getting a lot of people to look at it, talk about it, think about it. For example, we could say Jerry got a lot of attention when he wore a pink shirt and green pants.
粉红色的衬衫然后绿色的。
It's kind of a crazy fashion choice. So a lot of people go, hey, look at the guy in the pink and green. That's a little strange.
可是如果他真的穿得很奇怪的话，大家会注意到他啊，在英文当中的注意这个名词我们叫做 attention,、attention, get one's attention, 就是吸引某人的注意力。
That's right. And it says Hoffman feels that their cute appearance, these cartoons and things, and their giant size can bring people happiness and remind them of their childhood.、Yeah, it's true when you see things like a big rabbit or a duck, it might make you think about your childhood. And that's to remind you something that was in your past, in your memory,Maybe you've kind of forgotten about it, but something happens and you go, oh yeah, I remember that. So that reminds you, that brings up that old memory from sort of the back of your brain. For example, we could say, oh no, I forgot to remind my sister about her dentist's appointment. I'm afraid she will forget. That's why I should remind her.
接下来是我们的 For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Well, we've learned a little bit about this, very interesting artist. How about you, Anna? What would you choose to create if you were an artist?
Artworks with giant size is good, but I prefer miniature art.
Miniature art. Yeah. So...Artist Hoffman is doing really big. You want to do really, really small.
Right.
Interesting. Would you paint really small, or would you try to build things, make things that are really small?
Both.
Okay. I know in Taiwan there's the famous artist who makes things on pieces of rice. Right?
He takes one
piece of rice and he draws pictures on it. Would you like to make something that small?
Yeah, I would like to try.
Wow, that's amazing. You'd need very good eyes.
And some tools like special glass.
And bright lights because otherwise you could go blind. Your eyes would get very tired.
I guess.
All of those things. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting idea. Tiny little art from Anna. How about you guys? If you were an artist, what kind of art would you like to make and why?
Florentine Hoffman, spreading joy with art. A giant rubber duck floated into Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor this year. making the busy port a huge bathtub. This scene was not a first, however, as the rubber duck has been surprising cities since 2007. Dutch artist Florentine Hoffman is the man behind the rubber duck. His first commission was to paint a mural on the cooling tower of Kernwasser Wonderland in Germany. This 15,000 square meter painting inspired him to continue to make large art pieces. Now his works can be found around the world. He tied 10,000 sandals together to create Fat Monkey in Sao Paulo. The 15-meter ape lies outdoors in a park and catches the eyes of any passers-by. The artist also created Big Yellow Rabbit, which is made of thousands of roof shingles and is in Örebro, Sweden. Unlike many modern artists, Hoffman chooses everyday subjects that everyone can recognize, especially animals. These large cartoon-like creations always get a lot of attention. He feels that their cute appearance and giant size can bring people happiness and remind them of their childhood. Vocabulary Review.
Float. Boats can float if there is enough water. Port. The lighthouse guides all the ships to the port. Passerby. The salesman tried to start conversations with every passerby. Unlike. She caught a cold, so her voice was quite unlike her usual one. Attention. Lucy enjoyed the speech and paid attention to every word. Remind. The weather reporter reminded everyone to carry their umbrellas.